It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're visiting with Eagle wrestling head coach Brett Hunter as the Eagles getting set to go to Nationals. Coach, you're taking three of your Eagles to the NCAA National Championships out in Sioux Falls that get started on Friday. How would you say the early preparation has gone for your guys and yourself in getting ready before you guys head out of town?
Yeah, Dave, you know, I think our preparation's been, it's been great. You know, with my eighth year being head coach, it's the best I've felt going into a national tournament. We've been able to kind of go hard, some days and kind of push the pace a little bit, and then we've had the luxury to kind of bring it back down a little bit. And so our training's been going very well, and we just got one last practice at home, and then we'll hit the road tomorrow morning.
Coach, you said it's the best you've felt in eight seasons going to Nationals. Why is that? Has it been because of the prep or just the group you're sending you feel the most confident about? Or
I think it's a little of everything. Obviously, the group, these three guys, they're unselfish. They work hard. They're eager to get better every day. So they're easy group to coach. And obviously, their weight, they do a good job on their weight descent plan. And then I just think that we've done a better job of prepping and preparing and in terms of how we feel and how we look and who we wrestle to.
I guess in your experience coaching over those 8 years and in particular this year too, what are the differences in getting prepared for, say, an RMAC duel in the middle of the season or early in the season compared to maybe these matches heading to Nationals? How are things kind of different this point in the season compared to earlier?
Well, I think, a lot of it stays the same. We always talk about being consistent in everything that you do. And we like to have fun at this time of year. Obviously, we've got to push them in the restroom and have those hard days, but keep it light and have a lot of energy going in and just have fun with it. You know, they've earned the spot to go to the national tournament. It's a long season, so at this point, there's really not much we can do in terms of technique and getting better. So it's a lot of maintenance work and just keeping our mentality fresh and ready to go.
Talking wrestling today with Coach Brett Hunter on the CSC Sports Journal. 52 straight years now, Coach, that the Eagles have qualified a wrestler for Nationals. Just an incredible mark. Why is this program so successful in putting together a streak like that?
Well, I think, the tradition at Chadron State, it's a special thing. And obviously being able to compete here for those 4 or 5 years that I was here and then now being a coach, I think you asked Coach Ritson or any of the coaches before him, the tradition never goes away. You know, we're still working hard. And in 52 years in a row, I didn't know that until a couple of years ago. And so obviously that's the tradition. We want to keep going. We definitely don't want to break that tradition, so we're honored to keep that thing going. And 52 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible, and good to see the Eagles sending three out there this year, and we'll get to the individuals here in a moment and get coaches' thoughts on those matchups coming up and the brackets and such at Nationals. But first, Coach, the coronavirus, it's everywhere when you look at news and awareness and different things happening almost by the minute and by the day. Some sports programs are having to cancel. They're looking at maybe doing events with no fans. Has there been any discussion with you guys or with the NCAA in terms of this Division II wrestling tournament that could be affected by any kind of a coronavirus ban or scare or anything like that?
Well, all the head coaches got a guideline in terms of what to do, how to prevent. A lot of it's just the basic stuff, wash your hands for 20 seconds. And with wrestling, it's a different thing. I mean, you're in contact with your opponent. And so,
right,
obviously, it's something we always talk about, especially when a big tournament like this or the regional tournament, and we talk about, taking care of yourself. The little things matter, the sleep, the nutrition, washing your hands and those type of things. So that's something we've implemented all year and something we'll continue to do at the national tournament.
All right, Coach, let's look into each individual class here. At 149 pounds, you got Chase Clayson, who doesn't have a first-round matchup yet on the bracket, I see. It looks like the four seed from Tiffin will wrestle another opponent, and then that winner will get matched up with our guy. Is it tough to get prepared for your first bout when you have to wait until things get started and then see who you've got, as opposed to having maybe this full week ahead of time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in terms of preparation, obviously, we're looking at both guys. You know, the 4-seed Donovan from Tiffin, he's a freshman, but he got a 4-seed. The guy he's wrestling was a national finalist 3 years ago, and so we've got to look at both guys equally and prepare for both guys. But I think, you know, it is a little disadvantage. Those guys can kind of get a match under their belt, and Chase, you know, hopefully won't be too cold and we can get him ready to go. But we'll be prepared to wrestle either the Edmund kid from McKendree or Donovan kid from Tiffin.
And looking at both of those guys, their style versus Chase's style and how Chase looks coming in, you feel like he's got a pretty good chance against either one of those?
Yeah, I think so. You know, if it's Donovan kid, he's really sporadic. He's a freshman. He just goes. And Chase, being a fifth-year guy, being at the national tournament, you know, he's pretty reserved, and he's going to hold his position. And I think the maturity may help Chase in this case.
Let's go to 157 pounds now. Tate Allison, he is going to be in one of those opening matchups. And his opponent is Walker Carr. Looks like a guy from Northern State who went just 14-10. That looks like a favorable matchup for Tate. What do you say, Coach?
Yeah, I think so. So these matches that Tate and Wade are in, they're called pigtails. So basically, you got to win to get into the bracket. And so he has Walker Carr from Northern State. We watched a lot of film on him. We've seen Northern State a few times. We haven't wrestled him, but you know, Walker's, you know, obviously he comes from a pretty good program, and we kind of know exactly what he's going to do. And so we're prepared, and I think Tate's ready to go there. And Tate's first time at the national tournament, but he's a pretty even-keeled kid. He's not going to get too excited or anything, so I think Tate's ready to go.
Yeah, you said his first time, and you answered what I was going to ask you, in that he's pretty even-keeled, but first time, I thought maybe there'd be a little excitement. Is he's not really showing much of that, huh? Just kind of staying stoic and focused?
Yeah, that's just who Tate is. You know, I think when he qualified, when he beat the kid from Pueblo, Diggs, you know, he didn't show a lot of emotion. That's just who he is, and I think that can help you at the national tournament for sure.
Certainly. All right, Coach Brett Hunter with us as we move to the final class. 197 pounds. You got Wade French. You mentioned he's in one of those pigtail bouts to start up with Jackson Ryan, a guy from Southwest Minnesota State. He's 17-6, so a kid who's won a lot of matches. How do you see the opponent in this one?
You know, Jackson Ryan from Southwest Minnesota State, you know, he's beaten a kid that we've actually lost to this year. And so a kid that he beat was from Mankato, and we ended up losing to that kid. So if you look at that whole thing, you know, who I beat him, he beat him, or whatever, you know, you just can't play into that. And we've gotten film, watched plenty of matches on Jackson Ryan, and I think we'll have a game plan ready to go. And obviously Wade just can't overlook him. You know, Wade kind of did that last year, a few matches, and it cost him. And so Wade's got to be prepared for this first match, and then hopefully get to that next one.
Would you say that he's made that change? You expect that he'll not overlook the people coming up, and that he'll be focused on that first one and then take the next one kind of one by one as they go ahead? Do you feel like he's ready to make that adjustment?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, qualifying last year and losing the way he did to a kid that he beat all year, I think Wade's definitely, he's done a good job of that this year. He's not overlooking and just preparing and staying consistent, and he's done a good job. So I think Wade will be ready to go.
Terrific. Well, good luck to you and the three, Coach, all headed out. Have safe travels, and come back with some championship hardware to Shadron. We are looking forward to seeing how you guys do once again. 52nd straight year that this program has sent a wrestler to Nationals, and do appreciate the time, of course, Brett, giving us a few minutes here before you guys take off. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.